up on TikTok, up on Clubhouse. Good morning, Shanice. Good morning, Cinderella. Good morning, Janine. Good morning, everyone coming on in. I hope you had a good weekend. Today is Monday, right? Y'all be losing track of a day sometimes. Forgive me. Forgive me. I don't know if it's because I'm not claiming that because I'm getting older that that's the reason why. No. No. But some days I don't know what day it is. That's just, I don't know. But anyway, welcome in, Kayla Bela. Good morning. How y'all doing? TikTok, y'all going up over there? Also, welcome in my podcast, Grow, Grounding Relationships on Wisdom. Yeah, welcome in, everybody. Today's a good day. I'm not sure what you got going on in your life, but today's a good day because you're on this side. You're breathing. You're healthy. You know, whatever income you do have, whatever housing you do have, whatever shelter you do have, can we just give God some glory this morning? Good morning, Jamila. Welcome in. Welcome in. Can we just give God glory, huh? That you woke up this morning, that you're not in a hospital. And even if you are in a hospital, you still have life to live. Can we just give God glory for the fact that some people didn't make it last night, huh? But you did. You got another day to get it right. You got another day to live out whatever your dreams and goals are. Like, I'm excited. I get excited. That actual scripture that says, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will be glad and rejoice in it. Y'all, I really am one of those people. Like, I know too many people who are close to death for me not to appreciate life. Can I just put that out there? So we just give God glory this morning. So this morning, our topic, and I want to say message, but our topic is, God, what does God want from me? I know some of us are like, oh my goodness gracious. Like, I don't know my purpose. I don't know what God necessarily wants from me, but you have questions. You want to know, God, what is it that you want from me? So we're going to just pray this morning, and we're just going to talk, and we're just going to get into our word, and we're just going to just dive in and go however the Holy Spirit wants us to go. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you this morning. We praise you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for blessings and opportunities. We thank you for open doors as well as closed doors. God, we thank you for the good, the bad, the ugly. God, we count it all joy. We know that it all works for the good of them that love you and are called according to your purpose. And God, we love you and we are called according to your purpose. So on this morning, Father God, we pray that you would endow us with all wisdom, knowledge, and clarity to understand what the Holy Spirit is trying to say to us about what is it that God wants from me? We thank you in advance for what you'll do. I decrease fully that you can increase, Father God. These are your people. Say what you will. In the mighty name of Jesus, the only Messiah, we pray. Amen and amen. Y'all, I'm excited. I'm excited. God has just been dealing with me. I've been going through some things with some of my family members. There's been some things that I've been going through with my family members, and I've been asking myself, I said, God, is there something that you're trying to reveal to me? Is there something that you're trying to say to me? Is there something that you want to reveal to me that I've not seen? And so guess what? He revealed to me that I had not really forgiven some people. Let's pump the brakes. I'm out here teaching and preaching, but there's some people who I had not fully forgiven. And you do know the Bible says that if you have not forgiven people, God cannot forgive you. So I said, okay, God, well, what are you saying? Just because you maintain some level of relationship with that person, just because y'all talk, just because y'all can go to dinner or go wherever else, it does not mean you fully forgiven them. Okay, you still have some remnants of unforgiveness in your heart. Do I? Wow. So what do I need to do about that, God? You need to seek me a little bit further. You need to make sure that you're actually opening every area of your life up to me. Wow, God, that's what I need to do. Yes, it's kind of like an apartment building or a hotel. You know how there's so many rooms, right? I don't know if you ever paid attention, but I pay attention. When I go past hotel rooms or hotels, I see that there's a lot of rooms that some lights are on, some lights are off. How about our heart is like that? That there's different areas of our heart that God wants to impact, and God wants to come in and shine light. Can I just use that for an example? And so there's some areas that don't have light in it. There's some areas that are still very dark, but God wants to come in and shine light on those areas. Those areas could be because of some things that you experienced when you were a child, and because you haven't had those wounds healed yet, because God has not, well, you have not allowed God to come in and shine his light. It's not him. He wants to come in, right? But if you don't allow God in, if you don't open the door so the light can shine in, then when God sees your heart, then there's certain rooms that have not been exposed to the light of God. And so he has to bring situations into your life to expose those areas that have not received his light just yet. So what do? You say, God, come in. You invite him in. Just like you did when you got saved, just like you did initially when you said, I want the Lord to be the Lord of my life. You invite him into those different areas. You know those areas that you've kind of swept up under the rug and you don't really want anybody to know about. For me, different things growing up in my childhood. So the question is, God, what do you want from me? Can I just lay a foundation of what God wants from you? He wants holiness from you. He wants obedience from you. He wants you to be on the same page as him. Yesterday at church, my pastor preached a very good message. And the gist of it was this, is that sometimes we get disappointed when God is not on our agenda and when he's not on our plan, when he doesn't give us exactly what we want. But he said, nowhere in the Bible did God say that Jesus was supposed to be on our agenda, that everything we wanted, he was going to give it to us when we wanted it, how we wanted it, if we wanted it. It didn't say that. There's always prerequisites. And then we have to understand that God is sovereign. God is not a genie. We don't just rub his belly and he grants us three wishes. He is a sovereign God, busy running an entire universe. And so a lot of times we get mad because of the little things that we want God to solve. And they're not necessarily little. I don't want to call them little, but we get mad at God because he doesn't immediately address the things that we have going on in our lives that we think are so pressing, when in actuality, he's really trying to save our soul. So there could be a reason why God has not made you a millionaire yet. There's a reason why God may not have given you that spouse just yet. There's a reason why, you know, a million other reasons why things have not happened the way you want them to happen. God is a big picture kind of God. He looks at the big picture. He looks at, okay, maybe I can't bless you the way I want to bless you right now financially because you have pride. And if I give you the money, then the pride that you have already will grow even bigger. Maybe I can't allow you to have the marriage right now because your heart will idolize marriage and lift the marriage up above God, above him. Maybe I can't give you the change that you've been praying for because God is looking at your heart and recognizes that you're not ready right then. But can we just trust God that whatever his plan is for us, that it's the best plan? Can we just trust God's plan for us that whatever it is that he wants for our life will be better than what we want for our life? Y'all, I want it to be the best African-American female attorney working at the skyscraper in Atlanta, Georgia, and got a taste of that life. But I recognize that even in the midst of all of that, the stress that was attached to it, the fact that every day I wanted to leave and take a drink of something. It was a lot of stress in that particular position that I was in. So the dream that I had was not necessarily the best dream for me. So God had to break my dream all the way down and rebuild it back up. So what does God want from me? God wants you to know that He has everything under control. Yes, He knew it wasn't for you. Yes, Carrie, you're right. He wants you to know that He has everything under control. He wants you to know that whatever is happening in your life right now, it is not too big for Him to handle, but you have to allow Him to come in. You have to invite Him in. You have to say, God, I trust you enough that whatever's going on right now, you can handle it. I know we're smart. I know we're eloquent. I know we're all of these things, but God is God. Can I just put that out there? God is God. Huh? That means He's bigger than it all. That's why I try my best. Paul says he was the most intelligent. He was very intelligent. Thank you. Paul was very intelligent. Trained by the philosophers. Huh? He knew languages. He had a career. He was a tent maker. He was all of these things. Good morning, everybody. He was all of these things. But he recognized that he still had to be under subjection to God. And as a result, he went on to do miraculous, far-reaching, record-breaking, historical things. I'm not saying that's our goal, that we just be this big figure that's remembered throughout the rest of eternity. But what I am saying is this, is that if you allow God to come in and you allow Him to shed His light on your rooms, as we talked about, in your heart, and you allow Him to expose those things in your life that need to come up higher according to God's standards, then He will begin to show you who you really are. I think a lot of times we don't know who we are because so much of us is still hidden in darkness and we don't let it be exposed. Y'all, He had to expose me. Tanisha, you still got some unforgiveness towards your father. Ugh. God, how? I'm out here teaching people. I'm out here sharing the gospel. But you still got some unforgiveness in your heart because your father was not there, because he was an alcoholic, because he got very, very ill, and because you all these reasons why I have or had unforgiveness. He says, Tanisha, you got to get rid of it. He had to show me something. I had to go through something. Here I am. I'm like, I'm going through life peaceful. Ain't nothing going on too bad. He said, but you know what? There's some hidden chambers of your heart. Can we just search our heart today for real, for real? Can we get past the hoopla? Can we get past the who preaching and who not preaching and who teaching and who not teaching? If this is my favorite pastor and do they have a... Can we get to the real nitty gritty of it and search our hearts? Search me, oh Lord. Yes, Carrie. Come on. I got some people who understand what I'm saying this morning. Search me, oh Lord. And if there be any wicked way within me, search my heart. If you ask God to search your heart, He will search it. He will show it. And not only that, the fact that He gave us the Holy Spirit, He gave us already the assistance and the help that we need in order to correct those things that are in our heart. It's not about the other person a lot of times. It's not about the other person a lot of times. It's about us. It's about our hearts. It's about how are we showing up before the Lord. God is not going to ask us about anybody else. Not your mother. Not, oh, I know why your daddy did that and da 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 da. God is not going to say, oh yeah, I forgive you for being unforgiving. Hold on. Yeah. He's not going to say, God is not going to say, oh, it's okay that you were unforgiving when you knew my word. Y'all, can we let the people who betrayed us, can we let the people who dropped us, can we let the people who, you know, didn't do what we thought should do, can we let them go today? Let them go. Let them out of the prison of unforgiveness. I'm feeling much better, Dimes. I'm actually talking about it right now. Can we just let them out of the prison of unforgiveness? They did what they knew to do at that point of time. Amen. Can we let the ex-husband go? Whew. Can we let the ex-boyfriend go? Can we let the ex-wife go? Can we let the ex-girlfriend go? Amen, Dimes. Can we let the person who told us we wouldn't? I have a cousin who told me I'll never be a lawyer. 2003, I graduated, got the degree. But it still bothers me. Why would you say that to me? Why wouldn't you encourage me? How many of you know that there's some people who never were encouraged, therefore they don't know how to encourage? There's some people who never were loved properly, therefore they don't know how to love properly. There's some people who don't know how to speak life into another individual because life was never spoken into them. I'm not making up excuses this morning. I'm just sharing with you the fact that some people just really don't know how to be who you want them to be. They weren't shown that. They don't know what that looks like. It's foreign to them. But you who have the Spirit of the Lord, you have the grace and the mercy that God gives you every single day. Can you release them from the prison? What does God want from me? He wants you to release every single individual who you have inside the prison of unforgiveness. That's what God's been teaching me this week. That there are still some parts of my life, parts of my heart. I know, ain't it tough, Katie? Woo! And sometimes, guess what? The fact that we have that in our heart, it can block up other areas of our life not knowingly. Tanisha, what are you talking about? With the wicked servant, he had a debt that he had to pay. And when the master found out that this servant was not as merciful to another person as this master had been merciful to this first servant, the master said, come back. You got to pay back everything. Do you know that unforgiveness can be connected to your finances? Ooh. 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 When we allow unclean spirits to come in, this is good to me. When we allow unclean spirits to come in, we don't get a say on where else that thing travels. Just listen to what I'm saying. When and if you've ever been sick, you didn't get a say on how that sickness impacted you. Can I just use an example? Okay, when COVID came, I'm not sure if I had it, but I know there was a point of time in which I couldn't smell and I couldn't taste. And this is when all that was going on. But there were some people who were on ventilators. There were some people who actually passed away. There were some people who had very, very bad coughs and congestion. There were some people who only lost their taste buds. There were some people who, you know, listen to what I'm saying. It got in, but you were not the one to dictate how it was going to affect you. So that's why it's best to go ahead and close doors and not even let it in. So if you know you're dealing with unforgiveness, even in this moment, there's somebody who you need to just forgive. Can I just maybe just put their name on a piece of paper? Maybe just speak their name out quietly wherever you are. Everybody don't got to know your business. Just speak it out and just speak it out and say, Lord, I forgive them. Even though you may not feel like it right now. You may not feel like it. You may still really not even really like that person. But can I just encourage you to just whisper their name or write it down, however you want to do it, and just confess to the Lord that, Lord, I have not forgiven this person, but I want to forgive them. And then you let the Holy Spirit do the rest. You let the Holy Spirit do the rest. And I know I may be talking to some people who may have been touched, violated, betrayed, hurt, maybe physically abused. I am not discounting how you feel. I'm not discounting how you feel. I'm not discounting how that person hurt you. I know you cried real tears. I know you experienced real heartbreak. I know you experienced real betrayal. I'm not discounting that. But what I am saying is this, is that in order for you to move on in many aspects of your life, you're going to have to let that person go. You're going to have to let that person out of the prison of unforgiveness. You're just going to have to do it. And I know you don't feel like doing it, but with the Holy Spirit, He can empower you. With man, this thing is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. You can forgive that person who betrayed you. You can forgive that person who walked away. You can forgive that person who cheated on you. You can do it. The Holy Spirit empowers us to do all of these things. That girl who only wanted to use you for your money, that boy who only wanted to use you for your body, that person, all of it, the mom and dad who was not there, the person who molested, the person who physically abused. Listen, I just feel God. And if I'm talking to you and you're able to do this, just lay out on your bed. Lay out on the floor. Lay out on your couch. And just let the Holy Spirit just have supernatural surgery and cut away those areas of your heart that don't belong. Whew. It's a lot of things I could say that my dad did not do. But I'm here. Gave me life. Thank you. That might have been God's purpose for him to birth me. Woo! Woo! I felt that. It's some people right here, you're like, why did I even have the kind of parents that I had? Why did I have the mom that I had, the dad that I had? I've had these thoughts. But God is saying to you, He needed a vessel to get you here. Yeah. So you can disrupt the plan of the enemy in your family. So you can disrupt the plots and the plans of Satan in the earth realm. That may have been your mom or your dad's purpose, is to get you here so that you could wreak havoc on the enemies. You can still have peace in the midst of a storm. You can't tell me what God can't do. That was His purpose. He may not have been the best dad. She may not have been the best mom, but she got you here so that you can leave the mark that you're going to leave in this earth. They did the best they knew how. Just like you're doing the best that you know how. You're doing the best you know how. Nobody has a rule book, a manual, instructions on what to do in this life. We just show up and try to make the best of it. That's what your parents did. That's what those people did. I had someone post on Facebook the other day that something about relationships, and it brought back the memory to me that there was a guy who I dated that literally told me out his mouth. He said, I tried to do the most to you so I could see why or how much you could take. What? He said, I tried to do the most to you so I could see how much you take. Sir, I'm not interviewing for anything. I just wanted to be in a relationship. He said, I wanted to take you up. His words were, I wanted to take you up through there to see how much you could stand. And do y'all know he had the audacity that even after telling me that, you know, we went a lot more time between like not speaking. Do you know he had the audacity to call me back and ask me out again? Sir, you just literally told me that you were trying to break me. Do you know there's people out there who are like that? They will literally try to break you, like mentally, physically, emotionally, but you still got to forgive them. I still forgave them. Didn't go back out on no date with you because you clearly got a lot going on here in your heart and in your mind. But I forgive you for what you did. Hidden agendas. And it's okay. You don't have to go out into the world thinking, oh my gosh, everybody got a hidden agenda. Everybody's trying to get me and skeptical and critical. No, that's not how we live our life. We live our life knowing that once we are in the under the protection of God and we walk holy and righteous and obedient, then I'm not worried about what what issue or motive another person has, because God's going to protect me. He's going to either warn me or he's going to protect me. That's why it's important to listen to God. Sometimes we feel like the person's so beautiful, so handsome, so lovely. They talk so well. The perfume and the cologne was so awesome. Yes, Jess, vengeance is the Lord's. Definitely. But do we listen to God about it? So the first thing God wants from us is holiness. The second thing God wants from us is obedience. He also wants us to seek him. We seek a lot of things for answers. We seek our friends, family. We online trying to seek this and seek that. But did you seek God? Did you get your actual Bible and seek what the Lord is saying about the situation? Or did you go off of somebody else's oil and somebody else's anointing? Time out for that. You got to get your own anointing. You have to get your own oil. Now is the time. Like it talks about the five virgins and the five virgins with oil and the five virgins who didn't have oil. Five of them came prepared, but five of them came, didn't have oil, and had the nerve to go to sleep. You shouldn't be sleeping. You should be getting some oil. You should be getting some anointing. Can I say that to whoever want to hear it? Sleeping ain't an option right now. Studying the word of God is an option. Yeah, you do need to sleep, but you got to find some time for God. You got to find some time for his presence. You got to find some time for prayer. You got to find some time to fast. You got to find some time to read. You got to find some time. You can't get distracted by people who want to put you in a place of unforgiveness. Some people, can I just say this? The enemy uses some people for you to get your heart in a bad space. The enemy knows that God does not like when we are in unforgiveness and offense. So what will the enemy do? He'll send people on your live on TikTok to say weird stuff, or he'll send a relationship that he knows the person really ain't into you. They're into what they could get from you. Like the enemy uses people. He does. But you do know God is a protector of his own. Can I say that again? God is a protector of his own. And if you are God's, God will protect you from a lot of the mess that the enemy tries to throw in your direction. God will give you a dream. He'll give you a vision. He'll have somebody walk right up to you and say, that man is not the man. That woman is not the woman. God will go through some extreme measures to make sure you are protected. He is a strong tower. If he's jealous about you going after any other God, don't you think he's going to protect you? Don't you know that he will literally flip heaven and hell upside down to make sure you are protected? And so to continue, what does God want from me? God wants you to trust him. My friend, keep preaching. These demons don't want us to be with Jesus. They really don't. Your flesh doesn't want you to do what God wants you to do. Why? Because your flesh knows it's going to rot and go right back to the dirt. Your flesh cares nothing about obeying God. It's your spirit and your soul, that which will be returned back to God or go somewhere else if you don't, you know, do what God says. So what does God want from me? He wants you to seek him. He wants you to seek him like never before. I know. Good morning, Sexy D Love. I know you go to church. I know you on this team at church. I know you on this. But he wants you to seek him. Not about what you do, but he wants to spend time with you for real. I missed you too. Time away from social media, away from TV, away from radio, but just sitting there and just listening. And because a lot of times we do a lot of talking at God. God, I need this. God, can I just say me? I ain't talking about y'all. I'm talking about somebody else. Me. God, can I have this? And God, I need this. And God, I don't like this. And God, this is what's happening. And God, this is what's not happening. And God, when is this going to happen? And da 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 da. Until one time God had to stop me. He'd be like, Tanisha. I just imagine God just talking to me like that. Tanisha, relax. I got this. And then he began to share with me answers to the questions that I had just by me sitting there listening with my notebook and my Bible and my music playing, rolling his eyes at me. Yes. Y'all, God has so much that he wants to share with us. So what does God want from me? Again, he wants holiness. He wants us to live a life without compromise, y'all. I lived in compromise for so long. I was compromising. I was attached to someone who I should not have been attached to, engaging in activities with this individual I should not have been engaging in, and then ended up heartbroken, was mad for a little while, but then forgave this person because he didn't know no better. You can't be mad at a child for not calling him a child, but in the Bible, you know, it tells that some people have childlike behavior and some people are grown. Some people are on milk. Some people are on meat. So I was involved with somebody who was definitely milk driven. And so I can't get mad at someone who is not matured. I should have been able to walk away. Sorry. If your foot in the way and I'm about to step on it, I apologize in advance. If the person is not mature in the spirit and you think that you're going to minister them into maturity and you think that who you are and what you got between, okay, I don't want to say it, but I'm just saying it. You think that what you got, your equipment is so blessed that it's going to change this person? Can I ask you not to fool yourself? Can I ask you that? Don't fool yourself, because it's a lot of equipment walking around on this earth, huh? Some better than yours, some worse than yours. Listen, y'all, I'm just being truthful. Let God do what he's going to do in that person's life before you go trying to play Build-A-Bear and build a boyfriend and build a girlfriend. Amen. I'm patient too. I am not in a rush, because I've rushed before and got a whole mess. Have y'all ever put something in the oven and rushed it and thought that it was done and bit down into it and it was either raw? Some of us putting people in the oven and pulling them out too soon and biting down into something that's raw and nasty, undone, uncooked. Let God have his way with the people in your life. Stop trying to make these men be who you want them to be, when you want them to be, when they're not ready to be that. Great morning, Samuel. Yes, D-Love, I believe that too. When God ready for me to go, I'm going to go. But what does God want from me? He wants you to be patient. Ooh, I keep running down all the things that God wants from you. I done said holiness, obedience, seeking him. Now we at the patience. I be preaching, but I be talking at the same time. You understand? Patience. Stop trying to force his hand. Ooh. Stop trying to manipulate him into what you want. Ooh. Be patient. Let God move in your life. Because guess what's going to happen? God's going to take his time. God's going to do it right. God's going to do it to where it will last and maintain and sustain. Instead of you out here trying to use super glue and hair glue and Elmer's glue to patch up all these things to make it look like what you want it to look like. And then when it crumbles and falls, it's like, God, where were you? He was right there looking over your shoulder like, what in the world is she doing? Come on, the doggy. Patience equals you will be perfected in your patience. I'm just sharing with you what the words say and some tough lessons I had to learn personally. Stop trying to rush God. You'll get a counterfeit. Yes, you do, D-Love. You'll get a counterfeit. You'll get a phony. You'll get a fake. You'll get a pretend. It's so many people who are not where they need to be mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And for you to continue to want to connect to such people. Thank you, Don. For you to want to connect to such people. No. I told God, God, I don't want no more fakes and phonies. I don't want no more counterfeits. I don't want no more Build-A-Bears. God, I'll wait. I'll wait. I'll wait. I caught myself jumping on some, dating apps. The Lord said, your husband ain't here. Get on up off of here. Deleted them all. My husband ain't on no dating app. He's yours, maybe. I don't know, but mine ain't. Mine not. He not on no dating app. Right now, he probably waking up, making himself breakfast, wherever he at. But he ain't on no date now. That's just what the Holy Spirit told me. You got to ask, you know, the Holy Spirit for what he telling you. No. My husband probably somewhere right now, probably doing what I'm doing, on live somewhere, preaching and teaching and being about the Lord's business until I show up. And I'm doing the same until he show up. Amen. Amen. What does God want from us? He wants you to trust him. Thank you, Shannon. I appreciate you. You have a great day. If I knew where he was, I would go get him. But it says he who finds a wife. Yeah, he who finds a wife. I'm not seeking and searching. I'm just going to be in position. I'm just going to be where I need to be. I'm just going to be doing what I need to be doing. When Ruth was in the field gleaning, her husband saw her working and being about the Father's business. Y'all, it don't take nothing for God to put you with whoever he needs you to be with. You could meet him at the grocery store, at the bank, at the mall. It's going real well for me, Tom. Because I don't have no mess attached to me like the women or men who just go and get anything. Waiting is working really well for me. Because I'm very well aware of who I am and what I'll put up with and what I won't put up with. But then I hear a lot of stories about women who just went on ahead and got anything. Let's just say this. The clothes at the Goodwill, are not the same clothes at Neiman Marcus and Saks Fifth Avenue. So you may have to wait a little bit to purchase the ones that's at Saks and Neiman Marcus. Whereas at Goodwill, I could go put $20 down and walk out with 5 bags. But the quality, the smell, the look, must I go on? I think you get my analogy. But I thank you for the questions. Folks be out here settling and then find themselves in divorce court because that wasn't what you really wanted. That's just what you settled for. God wants you to trust him enough to know that you don't have to settle for just anything that walks across your path. Definitely. Prayers up for Twin Rivers Baptist Church Tent Revival, April 8th. And also pray for me because April 8th, I'll be in Stafford, Virginia with The Refreshing, a conference that I'm giving. You are more than welcome to come. The link is in the bio. If you're in Virginia, please come by Stafford, Virginia. TikTok, y'all know what to do if y'all coming. Yeah, thank you for that. I'll definitely be in prayer. But don't settle, because then you'll find yourself with something that you don't really want. And then you'll find yourself asking God, how do I get out of this? Or you just take it upon yourself to go right on down to the divorce court and say, I don't want this no more. It's too many people flip-flopping and hip-hopping and jip-dropping from one person to the next, having never healed, having never really thought of, okay, what went right, what went wrong, what should I repeat, what should I not repeat? And then you go jump into another relationship just for the sake of being with someone. But the flaws are still there. And a lot of times we get involved with people with unclean spirits that just look different. It's just a different man. It's just a different woman, but it's the same spirit. It's the same spirit. So if you got out of a relationship, if you got out of a marriage, ask God, what should I have taken away from this? What can I take away from this that the next time I get into a relationship, I won't find myself going around the same mountain, going around the same circle? What can I do to make sure that I'm better equipped to be in a healthy relationship? Some people can't stand to be alone and they're scared to be alone. This is honestly true. Some people are literally scared, anxious, whatever other word you want to put on it, to be alone. Ugh, hold on, y'all. Move my leg. Scared to be alone. So they would rather have anything attached to them. Can I ask God to deliver anybody in this room who feels that way from that now? Holy Spirit, have your way. Deliver anybody in here who's scared or afraid to be alone, even now, in the name of Jesus. Set them free. He can do it. He can do it. Scared to go to places by yourself. Scared to walk through life by yourself. Can I let you know something? Even I have not been in a relationship in the last few years, but I'm not alone and I'm not scared to be alone. I got family, I got friends, I got an online presence, I got a women's small group at my church. Like, a relationship is not the only way that you can, you know, receive fulfillment in life. It is a great thing. I'm not talking bad about relationships at all. But can I share with you that there's other aspects of you than the romantic aspect of you? Who are you as a person? What do you like to do? What kind of hobbies can you enjoy? Where do you want to travel? Huh? What kind of things do you want to do with yourself? Before you get attached to, yoked up with, married to, I have God, my children, my parents, my friends. Come on, D-Love. Don't be so one-sided and narrow-minded thinking that, oh, I just got to have a man because that's the only thing that's valuable. That's the only thing that validates me. That's the only thing that makes me feel like I am valuable. A man is not the only thing that can make you feel valuable. The fact that you are living your best life, the fact that I'm living my best life, that makes me feel valuable. At any given time, I can go get any man. Listen, let me just share with y'all this. Can I just share with y'all this? When I went on the dating apps, the first day, I put up some pictures. I put up some words. The first day, 500, no lie, 500 between messages and likes. It was on Bumble, so I have to respond first or something like that. One of them apps I was on. Do you really think I wouldn't have been able to go out on a date that night? Do you really think I would not have been able to go find somebody who I could have did whatever I wanted to, wink, wink, with that night? But that's not where my heart is. That's not what I want. Y'all can see I ain't ugly. I ain't bragging. But this in the morning, no makeup, huh? So I could have got whatever it was I thought I wanted. But that's not who I am as a woman. That's not who I am as a child of God. I don't want to just go share my physical nature with whomever, wherever, however. I don't want to even spend my time, effort, and energy with whomever, wherever, however. No, none of us should feel like that's what we should do. Can I say that? Thank you, D-Love. None of us should feel like, oh yeah, I got to go let somebody be jumping up on top of me and sweating and breathing just because, huh? Listen. Y'all know I'm trying, listen, I be trying to say it so politely and correctly. I don't need your DNA mixing with mine. I don't need your sweat on me. Huh? I don't need that. I don't need you breathing all hard in my face. I don't need all that. I don't need all that. I'm just being honest. I don't need all that. Now, when my husband show up, it's going to be a lot of sweating and breathing going on. But I don't have to practice. I know what I can do. So I don't have to be out here practicing and getting all these spiritually transmitted diseases. And then I'm crazy because he was crazy. The one that I laid down with was crazy. And now I done caught his craziness. Nah, my mind needs to stay sober and clear and just as focused. I'm out here trying to teach the word of God. Y'all don't need me coming up on here just as crazy as a Bessie bug. Don't know Z from A. Y'all, I be cracking myself up sometimes. I'm sorry. Y'all don't need that. I don't need that. So what does God want from us? He wants holiness. He wants obedience. He wants us to seek him. He wants us to trust him. He wants our patience. And last but not least, what does God want from me? He wants you to love him. But I love God. You don't love God? I love God. What's wrong with you? I sing the song and everything. When you love God for real, the other stuff is not able to get between y'all's relationship. What do you mean, Tanisha? And the Bible talks about you cannot serve God and mammon. What's mammon? Mammon is materialistic things. Mammon is money. Mammon is the pursuit of riches. Just serving money. And how the Bible talks about the love of money is the root of all evil. That does not mean you cannot have nice things. You can have nice things, huh? You can have nice things, nice clothes. You can have jewelry. You can have a house, a car, nice job. But where do all of those things rank in your heart? That's the question. Do you put God on top of all of those things? Or do you put God somewhere in the middle, maybe near the end? I remember one time I had a vehicle and it was new. And a lady asked me, she said, "What if God told you to give it back?" It bothered me, her just asking, "What you mean, give back my new car?" So would having the new car versus God telling you to give it back, which one would you go with? She started throwing all these questions at me. I'm like, girl, stop. Don't question me anymore. You're making me think. But then again, that let me know that there are some things that I would do as opposed to obey God. Well, now he owns a cattle on 1,000 hills. The earth is his and the fullness thereof. He could get me a new car at any given time that he wanted to. I've seen God move through people to give them free cars. No car note, no down payment, free. I'm talking about free and clear. So this is the power of God. There's nothing too hard for him. But do you really love God the way you say you love God? These are just questions I'm throwing out here, y'all. These are questions I say to myself and I say to other people. Do we really love God the way that he says that he wants to be loved by us? Do we? If he asked you to give it up, could you? If he asked you to walk away from it, can you? Dimes, I'm learning to love him, no strings attached. That's a beautiful place to be. God, if you don't bless me with the business, if you don't bless me with the marriage, if you don't bless me with the house, if I don't become the millionaire, if I'm not able to travel the world, if I don't become a New York Times bestseller, if I don't, if I'm not able to do this, can I still love God just because? Ask yourself that. Or is your love based upon what God does for you? I'm just throwing some stuff out there, y'all. Not convicting anybody, not trying to accuse anybody. I'm just throwing some stuff out there. You came in the room. You came on the live. What does God want from me? He wants you to love him. Not for what he can give you, not for what's in his hand, but because he's God. And because he gave his only begotten son. And that because if he never did another thing for you from this point forward, that he's already done enough. Are you there yet? Yes, Shanice, whatever you do, do it heartily unto the Lord. Yes, Kayla. Hope. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I hope that sheds some light on some things that God wants from you. And just ask God, God, how can I be more holy? How can I be more obedient? How can I love you for real, God? How can I seek after you? How can I become the woman or man of God that you want me to be? And in there, you're going to find so much success. You're going to find so much peace. You're going to find so much joy. You're going to find so much love and everything that you've been asking for. Because he says when you seek him first, all these other things will be added. So can I just challenge you that during your prayer time, you ask God, God, how can I be all of those things that she talked about? Or how can I come up higher in those areas? How can I be holy? And he's going to start revealing some things to you now. And you got to say to yourself, am I willing to change? Am I willing to tweak? Am I willing to go in a different direction? Am I willing to let it go? Am I willing to bring it closer? So I just pray, Heavenly Father, that these your people who have come into this room, that God, you will begin to reveal to them how to become who you want them to be. I pray, Father God, that you would teach them how to be holy. I pray, Father God, that you will teach them how to be obedient. I pray, Father God, you will teach them how to seek and search after you. I pray, Father God, that you will show them how to love you for real, no strings attached. God, I pray that you would just show us how to be who you've designed us to be, who you wanted us to be when we hit our mother's womb, who, like in the Bible, it says you knew us before we even were in our mother's womb. You knew the purpose and the plan you had for us. So God, may you reveal that to us. May you show us the direction that we should travel. May you show us the career moves that we should make. May you show us the businesses that we should open. May you show us the ministries that we should pursue. May you show us what you want us to do here in this earth. May it not just be as simple as wake up, go to work or school and come back home and just do that for years and then ultimately die. May that not be the case. May we actually experience the true and living will of God for our life. May we not be fearful of letting some things go, and may we not be fearful of bringing some things closer to us, even if we have to have a season of isolation. May you allow us to even feel your love, even in the season of isolation. When we look around and don't see the same friends or family members or people, God, may we still be able to see your face, and may you bring people close to us who have your heart and who are will be used to cultivate us. May we not be so overly consumed with our own feelings and emotions that we forget that we've been redeemed by God, that there has been an exchange that took place. God, prepare our hearts and our minds. Prepare us to receive the new blessings. Prepare our wineskins that as you pour in new wine and new things, God, that we will not burst, but that we will expand, that our territory will expand, that wherever our feet tread, we inherit the land. Woo. May the power of God go before us and tear down every obstacle and every hindrance that seeks to get in our way. God, we decree crop failure for the plots and the plans of the enemy. God, we pray that you will throw a spiritual grenade into his camp. Thank you. That everything he would set to put in our pathway would be destroyed. That every high thing that he would seek to exalt would be brought low. God, I pray that you will bring some generals in the army of the Lord into each and every one of our lives to teach our hands to war, to teach our spirits to war, to aggressively go after and receive the victory in Jesus Christ. God, may we let go of everything that thus so easily beset us, every weight, every problem, every issue, every challenge. May we not be so caught up in our feelings. May we not be easily offended. May we see the enemy as the distraction that he is, and may you give us the spiritual foresight to ignore him and to let him know he is unimportant and that we remain unbothered in the spirit. Teach us how to resist the enemy, because you said if we resist him, he'll flee. Teach us how to resist the enemy. Teach us how to receive the Holy Spirit and all that he is. God, on this day. Bless our footsteps. Bless our hands. Bless our minds. Bless our spirits. Bless our families. Bless our friends. Bless our businesses. Bless our ministries. Woo! May the sovereign nature of God, may the sovereign nature of God just rest upon us. God, we don't know what's going to happen one day to the next, but we do know you are God. We know that you're in control. We know that with all things, you say what happens and you say what doesn't happen. So we trust you this morning. Holiness, obedience, seeking you, trusting you, and having patience to remain in your will. That's what we ask this morning. And we believe that you will give it to us. So we pray these things in the mighty name of Jesus. You are welcome, Dila. In the mighty name of Jesus, the only Messiah, we pray. Amen and amen. Y'all, if you've not signed up for Prostrate, 2023, please do. I'd love to see you in Stafford, Virginia. You are more than welcome to click the link in my bio on TikTok and on Clubhouse. I think y'all all have the information as well. But other than that, I pray y'all have a blessed day. I'll meet y'all back here probably tomorrow, or maybe even later.